Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I'm super excited about this new item that we are selling in our store now, as this, in my opinion, is probably the best option on the market for this type of a thing. Now, what this is this is an around the neck lanyard system. This is a brand new lanyard system that's exclusive to us carrying it out there in the community, and this is for people who want to carry their phone around their neck, either using GPS out and about. Maybe they want to use IRA, maybe they want to use Be My Eyes, maybe they just want to go hands-free because their outfit doesn't have pockets or whatever. This is a great option, and there have been a couple options out there before now. One of them was the silicone lanyard that we used to sell and that we don't any longer, because I have started selling this instead, because I think this is actually a lot better, in my opinion, than the silicone lanyard. And then there is a new thing that's been going around called the slinger. Now, if you haven't seen what the slinger is, it's something that I won't sell in the store. It's not the kind of quality of a product that I would sell on our store, but it is a big plastic box that sticks to the back of your phone or your phone case and has this lanyard that ratchets out of it. Well, it all feels plastic. It all feels like it's not going to last. And it's this big square plastic box stuck to the back of your phone or your phone case. So this is why I feel like this lanyard we have today is so much better of an option than both of those I just mentioned. So let's talk about what this is. Basically, this is a big soft nylon cord. It's about a 4 foot long piece, maybe 4.5 feet of nylon cord, and it's thick, it's soft, it can be washed, so you can throw this in the washer, no big deal. If it gets dirty, no big deal at all. It's not going to get sweaty around your neck, it's not going to cut into your neck or anything like that. And this big piece of nylon cord is actually in a loop, and the top of the loop, where the two ends of the cord crisscross each other, there is a metal slide piece. Now, that metal slide piece is a little bit smaller in with the holes that are on it than the cord itself, and so friction causes it to stay wherever you pull the cord, and that's why it stays wherever you put it, because the cord itself is thicker than the metal slide piece holes. And so that causes it to kind of clamp on the cord and stay wherever you put it. Now, each end of the cord has a metal cap over it, and that is for if you pull the lanyard to make it as loose as possible, and the very end of that cord comes up to the metal slide piece, because it has the cap on it, then it doesn't just slide right through the slide piece, and then you've got this loop with this cord hanging out that you're going to have to try and fish back through the metal slide piece and so forth. So each one of the ends of the cord has a metal cap on it to keep them from sliding back and pulling back through this metal slide piece. Now, the big loop, once this is around your neck, the metal slide piece is actually going to go behind your neck. And then if you want to raise this up, all you have to do is pull away from, grab each end of the cord and pull away from yourself, and it actually raises the lanyard up, the loop up on up your chest, and you can bring it up as far as your throat. And then if you want to loosen it, you would actually pull on the inside of the cord of the loop, and this way you're pulling the cord back through the slide piece, and it's extending it and lowering it down your chest. Now, I am 5'9". I can get this all the way up to my throat and wear it like a necklace, or I can lower it all the way down past my waist. So that is how much this extends. And of course, anywhere in between you want to put it, it can stay, or it will stay. So the bottom of this loop is another metal piece, and this is the metal spring clip, and this is the part that will attach to your phone. And right above the spring clip is another one of those metal slide pieces that slides up and down on the cord. And you could use that a couple different ways. I guess you could slide the metal piece up to your throat, it's like a bolo, or what I think it's best used for is to slide it down on top of the spring clip, because the spring clip is on the loop. I mean, it has a ring on it, and the spring clip is attached to the bottom of the loop of the cord by this round metal ring. And so it could slide up or down one side of the loop of the cord. So this metal slide piece actually locks that metal ring in place to keep it from sliding up and down one side or the other of the loop of the cord. All right, and so let's talk about what else this can do. So if you want to go crossbody with this and you don't want to wear your phone or whatever on your chest, you can easily take your left arm, run it through the loop after you extend it a little bit, and now it's sitting on my right shoulder, going across my chest and hanging underneath my left arm. Or I could do the thing, same thing, but I could do it with my right arm, put my right arm through it, and now it's on my top of my left shoulder and going underneath my right arm. So if you were using Ira or Be My Eyes, you got to where you wanted to go, and then you didn't want to have your phone like hanging on your chest, but you did want to carry a crossbody, then you could just do that maneuver and run your arm through real easy, and now you've got a crossbody lanyard and your phone is out of your way underneath one or the other arm. To skip straight to the magnetic connection, go to 19 minutes and 25 seconds. Let's talk about how this connects to your phone. And what phones will this work with? Well, I will tell you that this should work with most phones out there. I'm not going to say it works with all phones because there's going to inevitably be somebody that says this doesn't work with my phone. So I'm going to say that it should work with most phones out there. There are two ways in which you can connect this lanyard to your phone. There is an adhesive patch that sticks on the back to your phone, on the back of your phone or your phone case, or there is a magnetic MagSafe attachment that will actually magnetize on the back of an iPhone 12, 13, 14, or 15. Or if you want, inside the magnetic attachment option that you get, or inside the box of the magnetic attachment, there is an adhesive magnet ring that you can stick on your phone and basically turn it into a MagSafe device. So I'll get into more of that here in just a minute. But this will work with blind shell phones. It should work with pretty much any phone that has a flat back, and maybe any phone that there's enough space to put a patch and, you know, where it's out of the way of your camera, that kind of thing. But any phones with a flat back, it should work just fine with. And I will tell you that with this patch, I have tested this on leather. I have tested it on slick plastic. I have tested it on glass. And those three things, it sticks to great. But as far as silicone, I have tested it on silicone. It does not stick to silicone. So if you have a case that has silicone on it, like the silicone Apple case or another silicone case out there, this might not stick to that case. Now, you're welcome to try it. I'm not going to say it won't stick to your silicone case. I'm just going to say I don't recommend it because I would hate for you to basically waste a patch trying to stick it on silicone, and then you find out it doesn't hold your phone, then your phone falls off and, you know, hits the ground and whatever. So it's up to you. You're big people. You can choose that. If you want to try it on there, I will tell you, though, those are the three things I've tested it on. Actually, four: the silicone, the leather, the slick plastic, and the glass, all that tested it on. Out of all those, the silicone did not stick for me. The others stuck great. Now, this should also work for maybe like aluminum or maybe a metal or slick aluminum. This should work okay for that as well. Now, the patch itself is about 2 inches wide and a little over an inch tall. So you definitely have plenty of space on each side of where the ring comes out, because the ring actually comes out of the middle of the top of the patch. And it is a fabric patch. You can't tear this. I've tried to tear it. I've tried to rip the ring off with all my strength. I cannot get it to tear. So it'll definitely hold about any phone you want to put on it. One side of the patch does have the adhesive sticky on it that you can peel the thing off and stick it. And then the other side is just kind of a smooth texture on that side. Now, the ring on the top of the patch is coming out right in the middle of the patch. So if you needed to trim this patch up a little bit to put it on the back of your phone, to get it out of the way of your camera or anything like that, then you do have plenty of space that you could take some scissors and trim the right and left side of the patch to kind of get it out of the way. The ring is on this patch super, super strong. Again, it's fabric. I have tried to pull this ring off with all my strength, and I cannot get it to pull off. So this is going to hold any weight of phone that you attach to it. So There's a couple different ways you can put this patch on the back of your phone. And if for some reason you don't want to attach it or put this adhesive patch on your expensive phone or your phone case, there's a couple options that you can choose. One of them is to just grab an inexpensive case off of Amazon that you can actually attach this patch to, and then you can just throw your phone in that case when you get ready to go out, and then that way you can use the lanyard with it. And then when you get home, you can pop your phone out and then put it back in your regular case. Now, if you do use an OtterBox Defender or something like that, or a waterproof case that it, you know, takes an act of God to get it in and out of the case, then this is not going to be a good option for you. But of course, you know, you do have that option if you use maybe like a one-piece case like I do, where you just pop the phone right off the front, pop it right back in, and so forth. There's plenty of inexpensive cases on Amazon that you can get for $5 and $10 that you could stick this patch to. Now, I know somebody is going to say, well, how is this different than the Slinger that you are not crazy about? Well, there's a lot of differences between this patch and the Slinger that you're sticking on the back of your phone. First of all, this patch adds no bulk, no weight, basically no thickness to your phone whatsoever. Like I said, it's as thin as a piece of paper. The Slinger is a big, thick plastic box that squared off. It's very uncomfortable to hold. It would be very uncomfortable to carry in a pocket with your with it stuck to the back of your phone and so forth. The other thing is that being that this patch is so thin, you can easily still use your phone for wireless charging. You can use it with MagSafe devices or MagSafe accessories to throw a MagSafe wallet on it or throw a MagSafe charger on it or whatever, even while this patch is stuck to the back of your phone or your phone case. So to me, that is a huge deal. So like I said, you could, if you don't want to stick this and you don't want adhesive on the back of your expensive phone or phone case, you could option to just get an inexpensive case and put this on. The other thing you could do is you can actually run this patch out the bottom of your phone case charging port. Now, if you do this, this is going to put the ring out your charging port. So when you carry this on your chest or crossbody, it's going to carry your phone upside down. Now, if you're using your phone for GPS or you just want to go hands-free, then this is going to be a fine option for you. You could definitely do this and it's going to be great. And then when you need to use your phone, just reach down, lift up, look at the screen. You can still do everything while the lanyard is attached to the ring coming out of the bottom of the charging port. So the way you would do that is you would pop your phone out of its phone case. You would take the patch, put it on the inside back of your phone case, down at the furthest where it's toward the charging port, and you're going to take and run the ring that's coming off the patch. That's going to go right down through your charging port of your case while the patch is still flat against the back of the inside of your case. Then while you're kind of holding it there, you're going to snap your phone back in the case. And so the phone is going to pinch that patch and hold it between the phone and the phone case. And that way, that's going to keep it from moving up and down. Now, you could always take off the adhesive, stick it to the back of the inside of your phone case, and stick it in there so it doesn't move around. But really, if you have any kind of a case that holds your phone in there pretty tightly, you won't really need to do that, because once you pinch your phone, once you pinch this patch between your phone and the case, it's going to keep it really stable wherever you have it. So just make sure it's all the way down toward the bottom. The ring is coming out of the charging port as far as it can go while the patch is still remaining flat against the inside of the phone case. And then snap your phone back in the case. And then now you could choose just to go about your business, leave this ring coming out the bottom of your charging port, because it really doesn't, really doesn't look bad and it doesn't take up much extra space, but you always have that ring coming out the bottom of your phone case that you can clip the lanyard to. Now, I did have a customer that bought a couple patches, and they actually had one stuck to the back of their phone case and one coming out the bottom of their phone case, so they could have, you know, choose to go either way. They could go clip it to the bottom ring, or they could clip it to the ring that's attached to the back of the phone case. So that's an option as well. So that would be an option to put it onto your phone without actually sticking it onto your phone. Now, we do give you an alcohol wipe in the package when you get the one with the adhesive patch. And that way, you want to make sure you clean off the area really well before you stick the patch on. And then on the back of your phone, if you're going to stick the patch on where it's going portrait mode, basically the ring would be going up toward the top of your phone, you might want to actually... There's a couple different ways you can go here. I did learn and I did confirm that Aira only uses, if you're looking at the back of your phone, they only use the top left camera lens. So I called Aira, I put my finger over each lens, and the only lens that Aira uses is the top, very top left camera lens. Now, if you have an iPhone Pro, that's going to have three lenses. At least the 15 Pro has two on the left, one right up on top of each other. So one top left, one bottom left, and then they're going to have one camera lens right in the middle to the right. So it's kind of like a Braille cell would be like a one, a two dot, and yeah, it would be like a one, two, three, four. It would be like a 1, 2, 4.5 dot, if that makes sense. So the one on the right side is basically between a 4 dot and a 5 dot. So you have the two lenses on the left right above each other, one right above each other, and then you have the one lens on the right, and it's kind of centered between the two on the left, but it's on the right. So it's like a triangle, basically. But anyway, Aira only uses the top left lens. So when you stick this patch on the back of your phone, even if the ring goes on top of the right lens, that one that's out by itself on the right that Aira doesn't use, it's not going to hurt anything. Now, that right lens does get used if you take pictures and stuff like that. So just know that it might affect a picture or something if you're taking it. So what you might want to do is you could actually slide the patch over a little bit to the right, a little bit more. And then that way the ring is actually kind of like right to the right of that lens on the right, that single lens on the right. And it's not blocking it or anything like that. Or like I said, you could trim the patch on each side a little bit, and then you could really get the patch moved over where it's completely not even close to that right lens. So that's an option. The other way you could do it, because Aira and Be My Eyes does also use landscape mode on your phone. So if you have orientation unlocked on your phone, where you turn it one way and it orients itself landscape, or you turn it the other way and it automatically orients itself portrait, you could mount this patch or stick this patch on where it's actually going lengthways down your phone, and the ring would be coming out the side of your phone, and that could be the side that's furthest away from the camera. And that way, when you clip this onto your lanyard, your phone is actually going to be hanging on your chest in landscape mode. So there's a couple different ways you can stick the patch on, and you can attach it to the back of your phone or your phone case. It's just whatever is best for you. Now, we will be selling extra patches, so you can buy extra patches if you need to. We have a base kit or a base package where you can get the black lanyard and the adhesive patch by itself, or you can get that, you can get a colored lanyard, and then you could buy a set of the patches to go with it. So I'm going to go over all the different buying options and all the different stuff at the end of this audio to let you know how and what you can get off the website as far as different accessories and add-ons and things like that. So that is the adhesive patch. Like I said, when this is on your phone or your phone case, you can still lay your phone down on a wireless charging pad, do wireless charging. You can attach a MagSafe charger, still charge it. You can attach a MagSafe wallet, a MagSafe stand, any kind of accessory you want. It goes right through the patch, doesn't hurt it one bit. So that is a big, big plus for using our system with this adhesive patch. All right, now let's talk about the other way that you can attach this, and this is my favorite way, but this is via MagSafe. Now, MagSafe is simply a magnet, okay? So if you guys don't know exactly what MagSafe is, starting with the iPhone 12, Apple added a magnet built into the back of the iPhone 12, 13, 14, 15, and probably any of those models going forward from here on out. Unfortunately, MagSafe is not in the SE models and it's not in the iPhone 8, but it is in the 12, 13, 14, and 15, any of those models. And it is a magnet, and of course, it'll be on probably the 16, the 17, the 18th, and the 19th for you people listening to this in the future. You probably have MagSafe in yours as well. But it's simply a magnet that's built into the back of your phone. And that magnet is there for a couple different reasons. First of all, it's there to align the wireless charging perfectly so you get the fastest wireless charge out of your phone and you know exactly where the alignment is, because when you put your phone down on a MagSafe charger, it is going to align with the magnet in the charger, and it's going to align those charging coils perfectly, and then you know you're going to get the fastest charge possible. Well, the other thing that they did with MagSafe is allow now for a lot of different magnet or MagSafe accessories. Like I mentioned a minute ago, wallets, stands, chargers, everything like that, that can stick on the back of your phone via MagSafe and magnetize to the back of your phone. Now, so that is what leads me to this that we're offering. This attachment is a MagSafe attachment. So this way, if you have one of those options that I mentioned, you can actually stick this magnetic attachment on to the back of your phone case or your phone. Now, I will tell you, if you are using a phone case, we had this the other day with someone, they had MagSafe in their phone, but they weren't using a MagSafe case. So the magnet in the phone is not strong enough to penetrate a case to give you a strong connection with this attachment or any other MagSafe attachments. So what you need to do is get yourself a MagSafe case, and that just means it's a case with built-in MagSafe. So then you have your phone with the magnet, you have the case with the magnet, and all of those magnets are going through to let you attach something to the outside of the phone case with the strongest connection possible. But if you try to just do it through a case, you're not going to get a strong enough attachment. So be sure, if you're going to use this option, be sure that your phone case has MagSafe built into it. Now, blind shell people, Android people, iPhone 8, iPhone SE people, stay with me because I have a way for you guys to use this magnetic attachment as well, even if your phone doesn't have MagSafe. So this MagSafe attachment is it's going to be about 2 inches in diameter around, except there's one spot on this where it actually flares out a little bit, where it's not perfectly round, and that is a hinge, okay? So this is going to only be about this attachment, very lightweight, it's aluminum, it's metal, it's very good quality. It's about a quarter of an inch thick, and like I said, it's about maybe an inch and three quarters in diameter. So when you put this on the back of your phone, well, just like that, it's going to magnetically attach, and it's going to have a ring that runs around and covers the magnet ring that's built into your phone or your phone case. All right, and inside of this round metal ring is another piece that nestles inside it, and that is an arm that swivels out on the hinge I just mentioned. So every part of this ring or this attachment is round except about a half inch of it. And that half inch flares out a little bit, and that is the hinge. If you take your finger and you're holding this attachment in your hand, you take your finger and push from the bottom up. And the arm that is built, that nestles to the inside of this round ring, is going to swivel out. Now, if you have it turned upside down and you try to push from the bottom, it's not going to swivel out. So flip it over till when you push from the bottom, the arm swivels out. Now you will feel there is an arm that swivels out from the inside of this ring, and there is another ring that is actually, it looks like it's built in to the arm. But if you take your fingers and grab that smaller ring on each side and pull up, then it swivels off the top of the arm. Okay, so this is a two hinge system. First of all, the middle part of this ring swivels out. Then the ring, the smaller ring that's on the arm that swiveled out, also swivels out. And you can actually swivel the whole thing out. So now you have what looks like a very skinny snowman. So with it swiveled out all the way, you have a little round head at the top where the little ring is. You have a stick in the middle for where its body would be. Like I said, skinny snowman, or maybe a snowman with some booty, because at the bottom you have this larger round ring that is the magnet ring that attaches to your phone. So it is a small ring, a straight arm that is only about a quarter of an inch thick, so a straight slim arm or straight slim piece, and then that attaches to the bottom big round ring, the larger ring that snaps onto the back of your phone. So this way, when this is attached to your phone, like so, it can come straight out the top of your phone in portrait mode. Now, there is one thing I do want to say. So with my case that I'm using with my phone, there is a pretty large camera protector ridge that sticks up going around and outlining my camera. Most cases are going to have this ridge that goes around and protects your camera in case you drop it. If you have this MagSafe attachment on your phone, at least on my 15 Pro, also I will tell you guys, I have tested this system with an iPhone 13 mini, I've tested it with a 15 Pro, and I've tested it with a 15 Pro Max, and it all works perfectly fine. I can't test every phone case out there, so there could be some phone cases that don't have a strong enough magnet for this. If that's the case, there's a couple options, and I'll get to that here in a minute. So let me get back to what I was saying. So there's this ridge that goes around the camera lens to protect it. When you attach this MagSafe attachment on the back of your phone, possibly, the flare, the part that flares out where the hinge is for the arm that swivels out, might actually sit on top of that ridge. If it does that, and you bend the arm where it goes straight up the top of your phone, where you can clip the lanyard and so forth, the arm and the hinge is actually going to be kind of on top of that ridge. It's going to cause the MagSafe attachment to lift up a little bit at the top. That way, it's not going to be as strong of a magnet. So I'm telling you this so you guys can make some adjustments, and I'm going to go over those here in a second. And I don't want anybody to drop their phone. I don't want anybody's phone to get damaged, so I'm telling you this. If the magnetic connection is not completely flat against the phone or the phone case, it's not going to get the full magnet connection. Now, if you have a really, really strong magnet on your case, like Spigen makes a case, their cases and their magnets that they put in their cases are extremely strong. They're probably one of the strongest magnets out there. OtterBox, I would say, is probably one of the weakest magnets out there. But Spigen is one of the strongest. With the Spigen case, I could get away with this attachment being lifted up just a little bit at the top and not being a full-blown connection to the case. But some cases, you're not probably going to get away with that because it's not going to give you the full magnetic connection that you need to hold your phone in place securely. So there is a couple of things you can do. You can put this on landscape mode. So just take the magnetic ring, put it on your phone where the arm swivels out to the side of the phone, and that way you can use it in landscape mode. And it's not even the flared piece where the hinge is not even close to your camera or the camera ridge at all. So you could do it that way. You could also turn it over or turn it around 180 degrees. If you do that, the round part of the ring is going to be the closest part to your camera, and the flared hinge part of the attachment is going to be away from your camera. And so then the arm is going to swivel down toward your charging port. But if you don't swivel the middle arm out and you only swivel the smaller ring out of the middle, then you could swivel that toward the top of your phone, clip the lanyard onto that, and now it's not going to interfere with your camera ridge or the camera protective ridge. So this is probably the way that I'm going to carry my phone on my chest, because I usually like to go portrait mode. And so this is a way to do it where you get the full flat connection of the magnet against your case. The ridge of the camera protector doesn't interfere with the magnetic connection. You still have the smaller ring going towards the top of your phone, and you can still clip the lanyard onto that and carry it on your chest. Okay? And when it's like that, it's not going to try to swivel out toward the bottom, because you're going to be putting your, you know, you got the lanyard attached, it's coming out the top of your phone, and it's most likely not going to swivel out toward the bottom. And so that is something that you want to consider, because I definitely don't want anybody's phone to get damaged. So like I have it right now, I have it where the arm actually, if I wanted, would fold toward my charging port of my case. The ring in the middle of the larger magnetic ring is actually folded out going towards the top of my case. My lanyard is connected to that ring, and I have it flat against my chest, and it's not going to interfere with that top left camera lens that Ira uses to see out of. Okay, it does interfere with the bottom left lens and a little bit of the lens on the right, but those lenses don't matter because Ira doesn't use that lens. But the single top left lens is completely open and free, and Ira will be able to see just fine out of it. So that way you get the strongest connection possible. Your phone is not going to accidentally fall off the connection or anything like that. And you can still carry your phone in portrait mode. Or, like I said, you can slide, just twist the connector, the MagSafe ring, over to the side and carry your phone in landscape mode, and you're going to get the full magnetic connection there. Also, you might have a case that doesn't have a big camera ridge or camera protector ridge, and it might not lift it up when you go to put your phone on it. So then if that's the case, or you've got a really strong magnet like that Speedgen case I have, then that might not be an issue to you. But I just want you to be aware of it, because I want to be honest with you guys about all this, and I want you to be excited about all this. The other thing you could do is, this is an option, you can have it where that hinge is still up toward your camera, so it's not twisted around where it's facing the charging port, but that flared hinge part is still up towards your camera lens. You could then bend the arm out a little ways, and because the hinges on this arm are really tight, wherever you bend it, it's going to pretty much stay. So if you bend the arm out, once you bend it out, it doesn't ride on top of that camera protector ridge. And then it lays the MagSafe connector down completely flat against your case. Then you could bend the smaller ring back in toward the top of the phone, and then clip your lanyard to it, and then use it on your chest. So you've got a couple of different options there. So I just want to give you all the options that you have. Okay, let's talk about this MagSafe connector attachment, because it's not just for using the lanyard on it. It actually does more than one thing. You could actually take this, attach it to the back of your phone, and now it turns into a phone stand. So if I attach this to the back of the phone like that, if you just slaps right on there, I can set my phone up in portrait mode on a flat surface, and it's standing it up in front of me. So if I was using Zoom or Be My Eyes or Zoom or FaceTime video or Skype or something like that, or you just wanted to prop your phone up to listen to music or books or whatever, that attachment actually acts as a stand as well. Or I can twist it over to the side, and now I've got my phone up in landscape mode. So the cool thing is, not only can you adjust the stand to make your phone set up in portrait mode, you can twist it over 90 degrees, and now my phone is propped up in landscape mode. So that is a cool thing. It's a stand as well. And then you can fold the arm back in to the middle of the ring and then just leave the ring out. You can slide your finger through, and now it's a phone grip. So now if you have problems holding on to your phone, if you get hand fatigue, if you have a large phone and small hands, you can actually flip the little ring in the middle out, and now it's a phone grip. You can turn it around however you want, run whatever finger through the ring you want, and now it's a phone grip. I run my middle finger through it, and that's how I like to use it as a phone grip, but you can run your index finger through it. You can run whatever finger through it you want that helps it, helps you hold the phone. And that way, you're not having to grip the phone. It's not going to cause hand fatigue or anything like that. So it is a 3-in-1 deal. You get the attachment to clip the lanyard to. You get the stand that it folds out to be a stand. Or you get the little ring that folds out in the middle that becomes a phone grip. So that is way cool there. Now, let's talk about, for those people out there who have an SE or an iPhone 8 or an Android phone or a blind shell phone. This magnetic attachment actually does one more thing. In the box with the attachment, you actually get, and I mentioned this before in the video, in the description, the audio description, it has a sticker or an adhesive magnet ring. So it is a magnet that's about as thin as a piece of paper, just like the patch, but it has an adhesive backing on it that you can peel off and actually stick it to the back of a phone or a phone case. And at that point, it turns your phone from a non-MagSafe phone into a MagSafe phone. So once you stick that round magnet ring on to the back of your phone, then you can use this magnet attachment I'm talking about. You can use other MagSafe attachments and accessories as well going down the line, you know, in the future. So that is a cool option. And if you have a case, we had an instance the other day where a guy got this and his case did not have a very strong MagSafe connection. So whenever he put the attachment on there, it kind of flipped his case around or whatever. I have not encountered that. Like I said, I've tested out a lot of cases and, you know, different phones. I haven't encountered that, but it's possible. So if your case doesn't have a really good magnet connection, you could use this magnet ring to stick on the back of your case and thus giving you a really awesome magnet connection, because this magnet ring is really, really strong. So using the magnet ring, the adhesive magnet ring with this MagSafe attachment that we're talking about, it is a really, really strong connection. Probably stronger than any connection built into a case or anything like that. So you can turn your blind shell phone into a MagSafe device to be able to attach this attachment and other magnet attachments going forward. You can turn your Android phone into a MagSafe device. You can turn your iPhone SE, SE 2020, SE 2022, whatever, into a MagSafe device with this magnet ring sticker. Now, covering the magnet is a film. It's a protective film. So once you stick the magnet ring onto your phone or your phone case, you definitely want to peel that film off. And that way you're going to get the strongest magnet possible. But it does have a protective film over the magnet itself on the ring. Not the attachment, not the MagSafe attachment that's the stand and the phone grip. I'm talking about the adhesive ring. It has an adhesive backing on one side, and on the other side, it has a protective film, plastic film, that's covering the magnet itself. So you want to peel that off after you stick on the ring to your phone or your phone case. All right, so let's talk about, lastly, the different options we have for you to get with this lanyard on our website. So we have three basic kits that come with a black lanyard. That is the black lanyard with the adhesive patch only, the black lanyard with the MagSafe magnet attachment only, and the black lanyard with the adhesive patch and the MagSafe attachment both. So you get like the lanyard with all of the attachments, the patch and the MagSafe attachment. Then we have extra patches in a one or two pack. We have extra MagSafe attachments by themselves as a one pack. And then we have different colored lanyards for different occasions, different outfits, different times of the year, whatever you want to do. We've got all different colors, green, blue, red, pink, yellow, purple. Yeah, so all kinds of different colors up on the website, and you can even buy extra black ones if you want. So be sure and check out all the colors that we have on the website, but those are the options that we have for sale on the website. Guys, I'm loving this lanyard system. Like I said, it's got so much going for it. Number one, the lanyard is so light. It's so small. When you get to your location, you can easily wind it up, put it in your pocket. It's not going to cause any extra bulk or any extra weight in your pocket. It's nylon. It's soft. You could throw in the washer. It's got a metal clip on it to attach to your phone. You've got a way to adjust it as high as you want or as low as you want. The metal clip will attach to either the adhesive patch that has a ring. You can do the adhesive patch, stick it on the back of your phone in portrait mode. You can stick it on landscape mode, or you can run the patch out of your charging port. The other thing I forgot to mention is that with most cases I have found, when you run the ring out of your charging port, you can still plug in your charging cable while the ring is out your charging port. So that way you could leave this, like I mentioned, leave it coming out of your charging port and you don't ever have to take it out and put it back in again, and you can still plug in your charging cable. Now I will tell you, Apple's phone cases have a lot smaller opening in the charging port area, so you might not be able to get your charging cable in the port with the ring on an Apple case, but all the other cases I have tested, I was able to get the charging cable plugged in just fine with the ring sitting right behind the charging cable and not interfering with it at all. But if you're using an Apple case where maybe you can't plug in the charging cable at the same time, you could still, if your phone has wireless charging, lay your phone on a wireless charging mat and charge it that way rather than plug it in with a cable. So there's definitely that option. So those are the patch options you have. And then, of course, the MagSafe attachment attaches to any phone with the magnet connection. And then you also get the magnet ring adhesive sticker, so you can actually make a phone have a magnet connection. But it slaps on the back and it magnetizes really strong. You bend the middle of the MagSafe attachment out. There's an arm in the middle. Flip that out, and then the ring flips out again on top from that. And then you can flip that ring to go out landscape mode on your phone. You could flip it to go portrait mode. Just be aware of the camera ridge that it could lift up on that and cause you not to get a really solid magnet connection. So what you could do, like I mentioned, swivel it around where the arm actually flips out towards your charging port, but don't flip the arm out, just flip the ring up, then attach the lanyard where it's still coming out of the top of your phone in portrait mode. The very cool thing about this, guys, is this arm on this magnet connection or this magnet attachment is very strong and stiff. And so wherever you bend it, it's going to stay. So if you need to angle your phone up a little bit or down a little bit, or maybe you're doing something at the table and Ira needs to see a little bit more down toward the table or whatever, wherever you bend it, it's going to stay until you bend it back. So it's a very good, stiff, tight hinge on both of the arms, the ring and the smaller ring and the arm in the middle. But yeah, guys, so that is what we've got. Super awesome lanyard system. These are all brand new. They come in bulk packaging. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. Please don't hesitate to reach out. If you get this system, you're having any problems with it, we're always here to answer questions and help you with it. If you get it and it's your phone case is not strong enough for whatever reason to hold it, we will make it right. We will take care of you. Now, I also want to quickly say this is not meant to hold your phone completely stable on your chest. Now, if you are somebody that moves a lot when you walk, this might have a tendency to swing a little on your chest. Now, for me, I don't have any problem with that. I don't have a lot of groove or whatever, but I don't move a lot when I walk, so it's just fine and it stays pretty stable for me, and Ira can see out just fine. If you are somebody that moves a lot and, you know, you need something that's going to hold it still on your chest, we can talk to you about some different options. We can talk to you about some different things you could do different to make this thing stable on your chest and so forth. But we're not advertising it as something that's going to remain completely stable on your chest. So I just want to be honest with you guys about that as well. Anyway, if you have any questions, email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you and we'll catch you next time.